listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. Hecklers have interrupted the Chinese ambassador's speech in Sydney today when he was talking about the bilateral relationship with Australia. Human rights activists disguised as audience members have stood up at various times throughout his address with signs reading Free Hong Kong and Free Tibet.
Free Hong Kong, Free Tibet.
Could you please leave the room?
Yeah,
please leave the room, Madeline.
The Victorian Premier says he's very sad after four of his pollies quit in just one morning. The state's deputy, health, police and sport ministers all announcing their resignations today ahead of the November election. Dan Andrews thanking them for their contributions.
I'm very sad to have been advised and to announce the farewell of a number of my close friends and colleagues. Not only great friends, but people who have devoted so much of their working life to making our state fairer and stronger.
The rising cost of fuel is continuing to impact Aussie airlines. Qantas has announced further cuts to domestic flights with a 5% cutback for July, August and September. Just back in March, it announced a 10% reduction. Popular sportswear brand Nike has become the latest big name to exit Russia. It's announced it'll leave for good after suspending sales in March. McDonald's and Starbucks have already shut up shop. And the first joint portrait of Prince William and Kate has been unveiled. Alex de Minaur has ramped up his preparations for Wimbledon, winning through to the semi-finals of the Eastbourne Championships, the Aussie defeating Tommy Paul in three sets overnight. Preparations are ramping up in Perth ahead of Origin 2 at Optus Stadium on Sunday. Brad Fittler says the Blues contact session midweek was reportedly a fierce one, with New South Wales deploying powerful rooster Victor Radley to bring some physicality to training.
He's very aggressive. You know, he passes under pressure and, you know, they're the sort of players that you want. When he spoke to him, when I realised he wasn't playing, and just said, "Hey, Phil," and he said, "Well, I'm ready to go."
And Aussie Alex de Minaur has won through to the semi-finals of the Eastbourne Championships. And Hawthorn will be out to cause an upset tonight against the Western Bulldogs at Marvel. The Dogs will be without ruck Tim English, and footy legend Daisy Thomas believes the Hawks can take the 4 points.
Hawthorn, yes, they'll pour before the bye, but I think that was their younger kids just falling off. Fresh off a bye, I think they come out and cause an upset.
Last night, the D's downed Brisbane.
Listener.